We must strive to achieve peace, leaving aside violence and weapons, engaging ourselves in personal and communal conversations through dialogue in a patient search for an understanding that is possible. This, according to Pope Benedict XVI, is the lesson that we all can draw from the living witness of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra and from the majestic notes. We must strive to achieve peace, leaving aside violence and weapons, engaging ourselves in personal and communal conversations through dialogue in a patient search for an understanding that is possible. This, according to Pope Benedict XVI, is the lesson that we all can draw from the living witness of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra and from the majestic notes of the Fifth and Sixth Symphonies by Ludwig van Beethoven. The concert by this unique orchestra of musicians from Israel, Palestine, and other Arab nations began as the sun set over the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace in Castel Gandolfo. It was a special treat for Pope Benedict on the Feast of Saint Benedict, organized by Cardinal Gianfranco Ravasi of the Pontifical Council for Culture, with the patronage of Italian President Giorgio Napolitano, who was also present Wednesday evening, seated alongside the Pope. As the last notes of the symphony died on the evening air and Maestro Barenboim bowed before a standing ovation, Pope Benedict addressed those gathered.
Davvero intenso, arricchente per nostro spirito.
Praising the foresight of the Israeli maestro, whom together with the late Edward Said, a Palestinian intellectual and accomplished pianist, founded the orchestra to give the children of these divided communities a vehicle to look beyond their differences. In fact, Pope Benedict began by saying that music is, above all, a harmony of differences. He said it brings people together beyond every division. But, the Pope continued, this does not happen magically or automatically. It requires a patient, laborious commitment that demands time and sacrifice in the effort of listening to each other. Pope Benedict spoke of the great symphony of peace between peoples, which is never completely accomplished, remembering how his generation and that of Maestro Barenboim's parents have experienced the tragedies of World War II and the Shoah. The Pope concluded by thanking the young men and women of this orchestra and their maestro Daniel Barenboim for giving a living witness to the fact that peace and understanding beyond differences and divisions is possible and must be everyone's common goal. I'm Emer McCarthy.